And where we will talk about the most common aspect that makes the first impression for you, and that's the website of your e-commerce business. Now, in the website, we'll discuss about first designing a powerful website, one that makes a good first impression and a good impact throughout the customer journey, principles of web design, and website security, which is important because e-commerce businesses have online transactions, which includes customers' personal details like mobile number, email, their address, and their financial information like bank accounts or wallet details or their credit card and debit card details. So designing a powerful website, principles of web design, and website security. So first, designing a powerful e-commerce website. Now, a company website is the first time that new visitors get introduced to the company and your brand. It's used to educate potential clients, to capture new visitors, and it's used in sales. Now, the customers may have seen an ad of your e-commerce website, maybe on Facebook, on Instagram, or you may have sent them emails engaging them and prompting them to click and come on your website, or it may have been a word of mouth referral, somebody telling some other person that, hey, have you checked out this website? So either they would have seen some visual, or they would have read something, or they would have stumbled upon a Google search ad or email or a word of mouth, and they come to your website. But that's the actual first interaction, visual interaction the customer has with your e-commerce website. Hence, the design needs to look good, impressive, that the customer or the prospects wants to browse through, stay on the website, finds it easy to browse through, look for products, apply filters, read descriptions, zoom into images, watch videos, read testimonials, maybe go to the policy section, read your terms and conditions, and even the checkout process, the add to cart process. So right from the look and feel, the functionality has to be user friendly, something that customers are used to getting from your larger competitors. Because once on a computer screen, you're competing with businesses of all sizes. The only differentiator is the look and feel and functionality and the features of your website. Hence, what you need is a powerful website, and cheap and accessible technology makes it easier for even non-technical small e-commerce businesses to compete with their larger competitors. The ultimate goal of any website is to convert visitors to marketing qualified leads and ultimately into clients or customers. So your call to action or your expected action on every visit is not always a sale. Maybe you want them to browse more categories. Maybe you want them to look at certain images. Maybe you want them to sign up for discount offers or notifications for future product launches. So your objective for every visit could be different and multiple. So are customers engaging and doing what you want them on the website? Depends upon the design, functionality, and the flow of information and pages. So a website is a useful resource for your company only when it's hitting the marketing KPIs and generating sales. Otherwise, it's no good, especially for an e-commerce business. So designing an e-commerce website that will entice your customers to purchase has to be the objective. And there are scientific reasons that people respond to beautiful visual content. If the content is boring, haphazard, doesn't look good, people will not spend time because they've seen other businesses with good websites. Now, there's a statistic that says that 20% of your brain is devoted solely to vision. So it's not what you write, it's what they see visually, colors, images, fonts. So you need to appeal to that 20% of the brain, because even if the customer is not reading, you still have a chance to attract and engage the customer. So creating a stunningly designed website is crucial if you want to capture sales, and it's easy. Even if you're non-technical and if you use platforms like Shopify or BigCommerce or Wix, they have pre-designed attractive themes that you could download and install. Just replace the demo images or stock images with your actual product images, and you have a ready-made, visually appealing website for your e-commerce business. So your virtual storefront is the face of your business. How it looks will affect the buyer's behavior and brand perceptions. So be it your website or be it your mobile app, or if you're selling socially, then even your social profile needs to look visually appealing. The kind of images, the kind of colors, the kind of fonts that you use. So here are again some statistics that tell us about the importance of the first impression on the user, how it drives engagement and retention and keep customers coming back to your website because of the site looks good and is user friendly. Now, customers never give you a second chance. If you give them a shoddy experience on their first visit, they are very less likely to come back for a second time. So imagine if you landed on a web page that had a messy layout and low quality photographs or mismatched fonts, what would your opinion be? You have the same perception about the products that they are selling. A company which cannot have good quality photographs will not be delivering good quality products. So it's somewhere it correlates. Hence, you want to portray good quality and trust by the look, feel, and design of your website. And you need to make it easy for the customer to navigate, because the more the person navigates and more products they browse, more likely they are able to make a purchase. So make sure to keep things clean and professional. That brings us to the user experience design. It's the experience of the user on your website or mobile app, and it includes everything. The first look, the color combination, the display categories, how you add images, where you add images, the description, the flow, the ease of moving from one category to another, zooming in on images, watching how to use a product videos, adding something to a cart, or moving to a checkout page, updating their details, adding their credit card numbers. It includes the entire journey, both the aesthetics and the functionality. So UX design is becoming the main factor when you design a website. Keep your brand and design consistent across pages, across profiles, be it your website, your app, your social media. Have a consistent brand design across all channels and pages. So color palette is something important that communicates a brand. You associate colors with brands, red with a particular brand, green with a particular brand, and every color communicates a different feeling. For example, green. Green is considered to be a positive color that means fresh, harmony, or wealth. So it's an easy color to digest. So you could see a lot of grocery companies like Nature's Basket, a lot of financial companies use green as their logo color. Then you have yellow. Now, yellow is a bright color that can represent joy, happiness, and can be used as an attention grabber. And then you have orange, which is a bold color that grabs attention and can be used to call to action. So sign up buttons, buy now buttons. These could have an orange tone that attracts action from the customer or the visitor to your website. So your website needs to stand out from the crowd, because suppose if you and your competitors are selling the same products, suppose if you are a drop shipping company, you're not making products, right? You're selling products from a similar distributor or manufacturer than your competitors. So the only differentiator then is your website, because the end product is going to be delivered by the same company, the same logistics company, the same delivery person. The only differentiator is the website. So it's important that you stand out from the crowd. So while it is always good to keep the layout of the store familiar to what is already out there, make sure there are elements that stand out. Now, this could be a fun color scheme, a popping logo, or cool animations. Now, you also need to understand user behavior, because you don't want to make it difficult for them to find information. For example, vertical menus are common across websites, be it e-commerce or be it non-e-commerce, you know that there is a logo, and below the logo there is a top menu which has all the options, and you have a small arrow which you click on the arrow and you get a drop down. That's a common website feature which all websites follow, and the user expects to have a top menu bar for navigation. Now suppose if you want a better design, a different design, and you want to replace that top horizontal menu bar with a click to expand menu option. Now users are not educated to find a click to expand menu option. While it may look design wise, it may look great, but it makes navigation difficult. So your design has to be a balance between user behavior, familiarity, and aesthetics. You can't be too creative, too innovative, and make it difficult for your customer to browse and navigate through your website. So follow some standards, stand out by using good images, good color schemes, logo, or even animations that don't take up a lot of time to load. That's another important factor. The load time has to be fast. Customers don't like waiting after they click on a particular feature or a link and then it takes a few seconds to load. They don't like that. So speed is another option which you need to consider when designing your website and adding in more animations and features. So whatever you choose, try and add something that'll make customers remember you, something different which they don't see on other websites. So anticipate what your customer is looking for. Hence, it's important that you talk to customers, talk to a few friends and family members who would have used your website as a customer. Ask for their feedback. How easy it is for them to look for what they wanted? How easy was it for them to look at images? Did the images justify the product? Were they able to really visualize a product by looking at the images and reading the description? Were they able to add product to the cart easily? Were they able to update details or sign up as a user? So ask questions, understand what customers are looking for when they come on your website. Give your website a personality, something that differentiates, but maintain the familiarity of e-commerce website use for your customers. Don't make it difficult. Don't make it too different that would require learning for them to be able to use your website. Because as a startup, users don't really need to shop from you until unless you offer something that nobody else does. If you're competing in a generic category, you need to follow some familiar standards that customers are aware of. So use a proper product showcase and descriptions that lets them know what they are buying and establishes trust, and group products together. Have categories, and at the same time, have the option for customers to apply filters in terms of color options, brand options, customer reviews and ratings. So apply categories and filters, make it easier for them to narrow down for product options and then finally decide to buy. So let's look at some web design principles that drive conversions. Conversions are customers coming on your website and eventually ending up buying a product. So every sale is a conversion. So what are design principles that drive conversions? First, use quality photography. The pictures that you use for a product should actually do justice to the product. That's the only gateway, the visual gateway a person has to know what he or she is buying. Image optimization. So optimize images that, one, they have good resolution and they load fast. Hence, loading speed optimization. People would not like to wait for an image to load. They would just skip your site and go on to somebody else's website. So optimize the purchase process. It shouldn't take a customer to go through 3, 4, or 5 pages from product selection to their checkout. It should be maybe at the max in 2 or 3 clicks, not more than that. Design for mobile, because e-commerce, especially B2C, we already discussed in earlier chapter, more than 70% happens on smartphones. So design for mobile, have a responsive design. Then principle of design to engage users. How do you ensure that users move to the desired pages that you want them to do? So engage them, offer them clues, hints, and a proper flow that they move from the main page to category pages, to product pages, and then finally to the checkout page. Optimize your e-commerce website, make it discoverable, the website in website search, and even if they are searching regularly on search engines, how can they discover your website? So have the right SEO elements in place and eliminate diversions. Don't divert the customer. Make them follow the flow that you want them to for conversions and that the customer is familiar with. So merge familiarity with functionality and aesthetics to drive more and more conversions on your e-commerce website. So give your website a personality because you cannot really divert too much. All websites, all e-commerce websites will have product displays, category options, filters, add to cart buttons or buy now buttons. But how to differentiate yourself? Give your website a little personality. So your e-commerce website is a major part of your brand's identity. Hence, it should reflect your brand. The color combination, the logo, the font, a few animations here and there. So it should really tell the customer that it's your website without really having to read much through it. Because when it comes to color, a lot of websites will use similar color options. Mostly would use maybe red or orange or green or blue, depending upon the category of products. So amid those restrictions, you still need to add certain functionalities, features, or design options that differentiate your website from the rest. So think of your website as a person and come up with one word or a few to describe how you would ideally want your target customers to see it. So once you have decided on the personality for your website, you can make key design decisions like the color scheme, choice of layout, and the copy and type of photography you will use. For example, if you are selling electronics compared to you're selling jewelry, your entire aesthetics would be different because your customer expectations are different. So depending upon your business category and customer expectations, add a little touch of personality to your website to stand out and create a recall value for your brand. And most important is leverage quality photography. Don't settle for less. Go for the best quality images. So more than ever before, the web is now a visual medium and the dominant trend in web design these past few years has been gorgeous, high quality photography. The big players now also include product videos because that establishes trust for the user as they see how the product can actually be used. So don't compromise on the quality of images you use for the products that you sell. You don't want your product to be represented by bad photography. And with services like Death to the Stock Photo, everybody using stock images, it's becoming very easy and inexpensive to feature beautiful photography on your e-commerce website. It's a one-time expense, but serves you well. Now, a recent study by Adobe found that for the US, almost 38% of the websites in their sample were visited on smartphones, while the number was even higher, a whopping 52% for the UK. So more and more customers across the world are visiting websites on their smartphones. Hence, it's important that you design your website for mobile. Use a responsive design, a mobile-first design. If you don't have a mobile app, your website definitely has to be responsive because more likely in the B2C space, your customer is browsing and buying using a mobile device. So what are some principles of design to engage users? We discussed the principles to drive conversions. What are some principles of design to engage users? Usability is the must. You cannot sacrifice functionality for aesthetics. It has to be a merger of two. So less is more. Don't add too many text, font, images. Leave some white space, some blank space. Less is more. It looks better. Design for the end user, not for what you would prefer on your website. So always do a survey and ask a few customers on what do they like, what do they not like. Focus on user attention and use a visual hierarchy to ensure the customer flows through the pages as you would expect them to drive more conversions. and hence you need to optimize your e-commerce website. Now, as your customer base grows, you'll want to start optimizing your website for maximum performance, because as your customer base grows, you will have more simultaneous users coming on the website to browse for products and buy products. Hence, your server space, your website will need to handle more concurrent customers. So optimize the performance for user accessibility and experience. To do that, you'll need to do something called conversion rate optimization. So simply put, the conversion rate of your e-commerce website is the number of sales you get in a given time frame divided by the total number of people who visited your site or landing page. So example, if you get 100 customers on your website and only 10 end up buying, then your customer rate is 10%. Now, technically for e-commerce websites, conversion rate trends between 2.5 to 3%. Some even have it at lower at 1%. So anything above 5% for e-commerce in B2C is considered great, but anything around 2-2.5% is a satisfactory conversion rate. But you can also go ahead on Google and search for conversion rate across categories, and you will get a range for conversion rate for, say, electronics, for apparel, for jewelry, for footwear, or for services. And accordingly, benchmark the conversion rate for your business and try and outrank your industry benchmark. Now, let's come to the security. Now, as e-commerce websites are transactional websites, they're not informational websites, not websites where people would go browse and then go off without transacting. Here, people submit their details, their name, mobile number, email address, addresses, and the most important, financial information, credit card number, CVV number, their passwords, their mobile wallet details. Hence, security layers are very important to prevent theft and hacking of customer data. Some basic security practices that all e-commerce startups should employ to make sure that the website is secure and successful when it comes to online shopping. First, choose a secure e-commerce hosting service. So always use trusted platforms where there are already other websites running successfully and have a good track record of at least a few years. Use HTTPS, SSL certificates. Anyways, now you cannot have payment options on a non-HTTPS website, but always go for an HTTPS website. Use a firewall to protect data, avoid hacking. Choose a secure e-commerce platform, secure user-level information, ensure it's not accessible to everybody in the backend. Don't share sensitive customer data with people who don't need access to or third parties. Run vulnerability tests on your website. Frequently keep doing that to find out gaps and keep correcting and filling those gaps. Ensure your website is PCI DSS compliant. This also establishes trust for the customer to make an online transaction on your website. SSL certificate, that's the HTTPS platform. Keep your website updated. That's important. If you have a self-hosted website, ensure it is updated regularly. Take regular backups in case something goes wrong. You can actually use the previous backup to get back online again, and use content delivery network that makes the load time faster. So these are some options, some features that help you deliver a better secured shopping experience on your e-commerce website. So HTTPS is the basic that you know. So when you go on a browser, you could see https://. Before the website, or you could see a padlock icon that tells you that the website that you're visiting follows the SSL certification as per PCI, and it establishes user trust and lets you collect information, especially the financial information. Now, when retailers or site visitors send information or data over the internet, it passes through multiple computers before reaching its destination server. And at any point during this chain, it could get stolen if it is not encrypted with an SSL certificate. That's why it's important to protect the user confidential information. So it essentially makes all sensitive information unreadable. It encrypts them, and hence it prevents access to any unauthorized system or person. So like any other creative medium, website design trends are always changing. If you go through and see the website design changes over the last 5 years or 10 years, you could see the visual change that has come together, especially because of more and more people moving towards browsing and buying on smartphones. Hence, mobile responsiveness or mobile first designs have become necessary. Then something that looked modern and fresh yesterday can look dated overnight. Hence, you need to keep improving and keep updating. And that is where it helps to go for cloud-based solutions, because they take care of adding new features, new plugins that make it easier for non-technical startup teams to keep improving their website design and aesthetics. From fonts to images and everything in between, your website reflects your brand. And so it is important that you keep it looking the best that it possibly can be. That's the first visual introduction a prospective customer has with your company before they even think of buying or buying. That has to be good enough, engaging enough for them to trust the kind of products that you are eventually going to deliver and the kind of experience that he or she will have when they choose to buy from you as a company. So that's in about designing a powerful website, because that's the real tool that e-commerce businesses have when it comes to dealing and engaging customers. Thank you very much.